On taxes, is there any one specific tax or fee in place today that you would take steps to repeal as governor?
You know, I really think what we need to do is look at a very broad tax reform. When you think about it, we are building our tax code based on a system that was started in the 1950s. And when we add and add and add, it really becomes unwieldy. Our economy has dramatically changed since then. A system which was originally built around durable goods, when now our economy is two-thirds of which is around services, which we do not tax generally. So I want to look at tax reform and tax fairness. I think there are many, it's interesting because I always hear about when people are discouraged about taxes, what are the ones, the drivers? I do hear property tax as the biggest cost driver for so many sort of middle-class Vermonters, those who may not qualify for the income sensitivity provisions in the current system. I think we've got to address the rising property tax. That would be the priority.
And you do that through education reform?
Well, not just education reform. We actually have to look at the system of how we pay for it and how we can actually make a more robust education fund so we reduce pressure on the property tax. Maybe look towards the income tax in a greater degree, but think much more carefully about how much we are relying on the property tax for programs that aren't necessarily all just about education. Remembering how much goes on in our schools, they are taking on so many of our social challenges. And I, you know, being in the schools and talking with teachers, it's clear, you know, that it isn't just about teaching education as it once was. There are so many social programs. So we need to be thinking more broadly about how we fund those.